Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Monday. It's the start of a new week, October 16th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Or should I say it's the start of a new work week? Sunny is initially the start of the week. Anyway, everyone, welcome, welcome. Hey, Blunt Ninja, welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend, girl. Hey, Frankie. Hi, Robin. Welcome. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, whether you're listening live or on the replay, welcome and thank you very much. And I do hope everyone had a good weekend. Mine was pretty good, busy, but it was good. Where this show is going to take us today. Hey, Brina, Brina. Welcome. Welcome back, girl. Okay, so let's get started. All right, a strong dose of reality. When is it time to face reality? And I say that to people who, there's so much stuff going on in the world. There is. There's just so much stuff going on. You can hardly keep up. But, you know, there are some people, again, my own personal opinion, who don't seem to be able to face reality. And let's just start with the reality of their own lives. I think, you know, some people live in a fantasy world. And while I think that that's so okay, I mean, we all fantasize about different things. You know, we wish we had this, we wish we can go there, or, you know, we fantasize, you know, this or that. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But there are some people who live in a fantasy world where they're just not in reality. They don't see what's going on in front of their face. You know, you may be in a relationship that's just not any good. It's just not good at all. But, you know, you talk yourself into, not other people are talking you into it, you talk yourself into, it'll get better when it just gets worse. You know, that could be a survival technique for some people. Some people may have to do it, you know, just to survive from day to day. You have those people who are in that job that, you know, it's toxic. You know, it's just making you, you know, unhappy. You know, you get up every day dreading to go to work and you're there for 8, 9, 10 hours, you know, whatever. And you dread it. You know, yes, it pays the bills, whatever, but do you talk yourself into staying there or being in that situation because it is paying the bills? Have you ever, look for something else. Because there are a lot of people who are in their jobs that complain. But do you ever try to change your situation? And I understand again that some people try, and for whatever reason, things don't go their way, but at least they tried. So when do you have to give people that dose of reality? You know, do you ever tell your friends, your spouse, your children, mother, father, whatever? Do you ever tell people, you may think that this is going this way, but you need to do this? I mean, do you ever do that? Or do you back away from doing it because you're afraid of what someone's going to say? You're afraid of what the outcome's going to be. Hey, Minnesota, welcome. Are you afraid of what the outcome is going to be? Do you not want to stir the pot? You don't want your friend or whomever to get upset with you, you know, because you went there with them. But for some people, you have to go there. And Brennan says, if I notice something, I'll mention it. But some people just get that realization when they get there. You're right. I mean, some people don't get it until they get there. And Brennan, sometimes they're there and they still don't get it. You know, and my question is, why? And again, we don't know what's going on in other people's homes. We don't know what's going on. Everybody has something going on. Everybody. Nobody's living this perfect life. We all have trials and, you know, things that are going on that we just don't want to deal with, whatever. But at what point do you wake up and realize, I have to deal with this? Because it's not going a way. And if I don't deal with it, it's going to get worse. You know, just like those people who they're behind in their bills, so they don't open up their mail because they know that it's going to be another past due, that the amount on the credit card has gone up even more because now you have late fees and more interest, whatever. So, you know, you may have owed $660 last month. Now you owe $130, whatever. But not opening the mail doesn't make it go away. And then one day somebody is at your, you know, on your doorstep telling you that, you know, you have to leave. And you're like, well, wait, well, we sent you. We told you to call. You never did. You know, so why do we get to that point? And Brennan says, I think it can feel too overwhelming to some people, something like analysis paralysis, where you just don't know what to do, so you do nothing. This is true. This is true. And I like the way you said that, analysis paralysis. But not facing reality is just like that person who you see a small leak on the ceiling and you ignore it. You know, you'll get to it later, or you think it's going to cost too much to repair it. Then one day you wake up and that spot on the ceiling has gotten a hell of a lot bigger. And had you addressed it when it was a small spot, it was just a little tiny leak that you could have fixed, you know, gone on YouTube or something and fixed it. But now you got to call someone and it's costing money. Maybe they have to tear this out, tear that out. So that, you know, that $5, $50 problem went from a $500 problem to a $5,000 problem. And now you are really in a bind because you don't have the money. So now the spot gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, yeah, those water bubbles, you know, so again, you know, I just say, I think for some people, their life is that reality that they don't want to face. You know, you know this is going to end. You don't want to face it. You know, it could even be something as deep as facing someone that's going to pass. You don't want to face it. You know, you try to make it, you know, oh, they're fine. Oh, they'll be better. But you don't face it by never going to visit them, or you don't call them, because you know deep down that if you go visit them, you're going to see that they don't look as well as they did 2 weeks ago. They don't look as well as they did a month ago when you were there. You know, so at what point do we face the reality of life? Because like I said, I truly believe that some people are just going through life and they just, you know, they're just pretending to themselves. And can you not face reality and pretend and hurt someone else? Can you hurt your family? You know, if you're refusing to open up that letter, you know, that says that, you know, if you don't pay your mortgage by this date, or your landlord keeps calling you saying you're behind in your rent, if you don't, you know, pay it or call me or do something, I'm going to take you to court. Next thing you know, you got a notice on your door. And it's not just you that's going to be displaced, but it's your family. No, and again, I go back to those relationships where people just don't want to acknowledge that they're in this relationship that's toxic. Or they have that friend. They have that friend that is just toxic. But you still are allowing them to do things to you that you know just are not right. Is it their fault? Or is it yours? You know, and I said, I think it was last week when I said that I've come to the realization for certain things, you know, that have happened in my life. Hey, Ralph, welcome. Where, you know, you can't blame somebody else. This happened because you allowed it to happen. That person may have been an asshole or a dick or whatever you want to call them, you know, but you allowed it. And that's when you have to start letting people go. Because either you're going to fix it and address it, or you just walk away. Brina says, people get comfortable and don't want to have these conversations. You're right, Brina. I mean, they don't. They don't. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you very much. I mean, people don't. But these are conversations that you have to have. And that's why, you know, I try to have these conversations. You know, I know on my show, you know, we talk about a lot of different things, but some conversations are just hard to have. You know, but if you ignore them, you're going to get more pissed off. You're going to, every time you see somebody or every time you see this person, it's just going to rub you the wrong way. But you need to have the conversation. You need to take that first step, or else that person is still going to do what they're doing, taking advantage. Or sometimes people don't even know that they're doing something that's rubbing you the wrong way. And sometimes they know exactly what they're doing. But as long as you're not saying anything, well, hell, if she's not going to say anything or he's not going to say anything, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And Brina says, I've always found friendship breakups to be tougher than romantic breakups. Right? Right? Yes. 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 Ralph says, I just leave when I get into a situation that I'm uncomfortable, or you're the person that's being difficult. I do the same thing, Ralph. I leave, but not because I'm uncomfortable. I leave because we're going round and round in circles, and it's just dumb for me to even stay in the conversation. But I don't leave because it makes me feel a certain way, because I'm not going to allow you to make me feel a certain way. I'm going to tell you, because again, that person's going to pop up once again. It could be a coworker that you see every day, and they piss you off, but no one says anything. Blunt says, it's like, who else am I going to ugly face or cry to? Yeah. I'm sorry. Brina said that to Blunt. And Ralph says, there's just certain people that won't see you see your way. So you're wasting your breath. Yes. But you're wasting your breath. But does that make you feel like, it just makes you just not want to be in that space? You know, so hey, Mr. B, hello, Rico, welcome. You know, so I mean, it's I find that you have to, and then again, this is just me and just the type of person that I am. I just, you know, say things. I face things head on, and if people get butt hurt, that's fine. And you know, I can't help that. At the same time, I want people to tell me if you think I'm living in a reality that you know, you solid, you shouldn't be doing this. You know, tell me. Because there are some people who they're okay to tell you, but they don't want to hear it themselves. And you can't do that. There's no double standards. See, Ralph says, tell me what you hate about my show. LOL. Hello. I've only been on your show one time, Ralph. So, you know. That explains a lot. No, your show comes on at 4 a.m. California time. Sorry. So, no, I know you are. But I mean, you know, And even for something, you know, I mean, people, again, just going to this whole reality thing. I mean, people don't face their own reality. It is very hard for some people to face their own reality. And again, when you try to tell them, they still don't want to face it. Bo Lindstrom, your first time here, welcome, unless you're under an assumed name, welcome. Let's see, did I miss somebody? Okay, no, that's just Brina laughing as usual. You know, but I mean, honestly though, guys, we all have, like I said at the beginning, we all live in a fantasy world up to a point. But there are some people who live in a fantasy world because they don't want to accept or face the reality that is around them. The reality that is like screaming, you know, hey, you need to check yourself. Ralph says, I try to be realistic in everything I do. Some people want to push me in the fantasy land, but you have to come to grips with what the real world really is. Yes, you do. And some people do want to push you into that fantasy land. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with living in a fantasy land. We all do it. We all go into that fantasy world, you know, in our heads, whatever. But then there's a world that is reality that we have to face. And sometimes we have to tell people that they need to face their reality. But everyone doesn't do that, B. Everyone doesn't check themselves. You know, you have people who blame somebody else because their life just isn't going well. It's always somebody else's fault. Or you never support me. You never do this. Or they never do this. Or, you know, my mom and dad never did this. Or my sister never did this. My brother, you know, my spouse, my girlfriend, my boyfriend. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never your fault. So when do you have to face the reality that you could be a bit of an asshole? Personal accountability. Exactly. You know, when do you, you know, have to face that, you know, everyone doesn't like you? You're always picked last, for teams because not because, you know, you can't hit the ball or you don't run fast or whatever, but because people don't like you. You know, and I think that's something that we all need to look at ourselves and say, are you a likable person? Because everyone doesn't like you. I know everybody doesn't like me. You know, how are you, you know, how you handle it also. But there are some people, again, who are in that fantasy land or that, you know, where they just can't understand why everyone doesn't like you. Everyone doesn't like them. Brina says, I can only take complaining for so long. I don't think any of us have the life we imagined when we were younger. Can't blame others all the time. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Mr. B says, victim mentality. You know, and Brina brings up a good point because I think we've all imagined our lives to be a certain way. Some of us may have some of that life that we wanted. But when you look back and really think about what you were dreaming about when you were 10, you know, you're going to marry this type of person. Did you come close? Do they have some of the qualities you wanted? You're going to live in this house. You're going to have this job. Your kids are going to be oh so perfect. Well, we all know there's no such thing as a perfect child because we weren't perfect children. I've tried stalking Tony Sunshine, but he doesn't want to marry me. You know, I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, I just, you know, again, when does that reality knock on your door and you are opening the door and you're allowing that dose of reality to come in? Because like I said, there are people who live their life day after day after day. And some of it's sad. Some of it's very sad. You know, people are in relationships that they just don't want to be in and they don't know how to get out of. But then there are those people who think that, hey, crazy lady, welcome. You know, there are some people who think that it's okay. She just did this because, well, he just did that because if I had only done this, you know, there are some people who try to get help. And there are again, some people who just sit there and take it. 40 years later, you turn around and you look at where your life has gone. You know, so once again, when do you face reality? And B says, if you play the victim long enough, you'll become your own enemy. And Brina says, I guess some people are better at pivoting when things don't go as planned as others. I mean, sometimes in life, we have to pivot. And Crazy Lady says, right, people are like, how did this happen? Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to pivot. Sometimes if plan A doesn't work, you have to pivot to plan B. But have a plan. But just don't pivot because, oh, you know what? That door is not working for me. So I'm gonna go to this door. Oh no, it's not me. It's not me. It can't be me. It can't be me. It's you. Right. And crazily, I think I've been through the whole alphabet. You know, this didn't work. I'm gonna do this. I mean, you do, and you have to have a plan. And there are people who have no plan. And like I said, you wake up one day, you look around. Damn, what happened? Why am I in this spot? Well, remember way back when so-and-so tried to tell you that this, and you didn't want to listen? Why do you not have any friends? Why do you keep losing that job? Why do you go from relationship to relationship? Hey, Petty Deb, I hope you're feeling better. Welcome. You know, why is it that no one wants to be around you? Is it because your reality, you know, the reality that you live in, you're on that island all by yourself because that reality just is your own, in your own head? Let's see, B says, no, B, that's not what I'm talking about. Brina says, I've actually realized that I can't trust girls that don't have girlfriends. Took me a while. That's interesting. That's interesting. Same with men. That's interesting. That's interesting, Brina. You can't trust girls that don't have girlfriends. Are you saying because you think that they're backstabbers? Is that? Is that what you mean? See, if you don't have friends of the same sex, there's probably a problem. Yeah, but you know what? I know women who don't want to, I mean, they purposely shy away from having female friends. And they prefer to have male friends because they think that females are petty. Crazy Lady says, well, I don't have very many friends, so what does that say? And Brina says, I just think it's weird when you don't have friends of the same sex. So, Brina, do you think there's a problem if you don't have any friends at all? And when I say and when I say friends, this is what I mean. I don't mean that you've known someone for 10 years, known someone 20, 30, 40, whatever years. Knowing someone and actually being friends with them are two entirely different things. Being friends with someone is you're sharing their life. You're, you know, you're calling each other up. I'm not even saying that you got to call each other every day because, you know, everybody's busy. But I'm saying you guys are friends. You all, you know, you confide in each other. You know, you're happy that this person is part of your life. You respect each other. You're friends. So again, to me, there's a difference between knowing someone and being friends with someone. So, Okay, Crazy Lady says, I have female friends and male friends. And Crazy Lady, I'm telling you, I think women need to have male friends, and I think that men need to have female friends, and it always doesn't have to go there. B says, growing up, I had more female friends, and yes, we never dated. Right, just friends. Brina says, Crazy Lady, I'm not talking about a small circle. It's when you have no friends of the same sex at all. Okay, Brina, so, okay, and agree, and Ralph says, we can't. I don't understand that we can't. Are you saying that we can't have friends of the opposite sex? Brina says, yep, I think it's important to have friends of the opposite sex, too, for perspective. I disagree. I disagree. And I say that only because I have male friends and we aren't even like this. I'm not thinking that. And we even had that discussion. And one of my absolute favorite dear friends is someone that I've known since I was 14. And I love him like a brother, but I love him. He's been a huge part of my life. And Crazy Lady says, I have more male friends, but I think that is because I am from a dominantly male family. Okay. So Brina, I'm coming back to you and I'm going to say, having no female friends, is that the same thing as not having friends at all? Because I think when you don't have any friends, there's a problem. Why don't you have any friends? Because I think people who don't have friends have a hard time being a friend and have a hard time trying to keep a friend. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. But Crazy Lady, what is antisocial? And then Brina says, yeah, no friends is a red flag to me. So Brina, is no friends more of a red flag to you or a female with no friends or a girl with no female friends is more of a red flag? And Robin says, having both can cause jealousy in a relationship. Yeah, Robin, but you know what? It all depends upon what type of relationship you have. If you have two insecure people or one person is insecure, you are going to have that. Because one thing that I will not do, and one thing that my husband would not do, and I was fine with it, and he was fine with it, I'm not giving up a friendship that I've had way before I met you. And I know people who have given up friendships and they've regretted it. They miss those people. And I think it's a slap in the face to give up a friend because your significant other doesn't like it. But that's just me. But you are right, Robin. Having both can cause jealousy in a friendship. So that's where that reality comes in. The reality is I knew this person before I knew you. The reality is, so we can try to make this work, or if you're going to have a problem, I'm moving on. I'm walking away. Because that insecure person will become the toxic part. This is just my opinion. That insecure person will become the toxic part in that relationship, and you will be miserable. You will be miserable. And one day you look around, years have passed, and when you really look at that, the relationship that you had, I mean, we're talking about some people, you know, not even wanting to face reality of the fact that, you know, this is my good friend who's a woman, and they're jealous, or a man can have a good buddy, and the female's jealous or whomever. You have people who are jealous of their own kids when it comes to the time that their spouses spend with their children. when that red flag is up before you all get together and get hitched, I'm running the other way. And people who are like that, who are that insecure person, I just shake my head, because you're probably making your significant other miserable. But again, that's just my own personal opinion. Robin says, I have a small circle too, and being friends with the female and male makes it easier. B says, friends, how many of us have them? Friends, the ones we can really count on. Let's be friends. Sugar Hill. I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, some people have a lot of friends. And I'm not talking about the Facebook friends that, you know, you befriend, you don't even know who those people are. I'm talking about friends that you can actually pick up the phone and call and have that chit chat. That when you all hook up and you go to lunch, that, you know, you're putting your phones aside and you all are actually talking. Friends. Crazy Lady says, my brother had a girl that was jealous of me. I mean, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. When you have other people come into your space, you're coming into my space, and you're going to be jealous of what I have here with my brother or a member of my family or someone who's already in my friendship circle that's been friends. We've been friends forever. Hey, Damien, welcome. That's that. Nope. You know, and I don't know. I just think that, again, that reality, you know, sometimes you got to knock on the door and give people the reality that, you know, sometimes you need to know how to be a friend, because everybody doesn't, you know. And I don't know. I mean, you all think I'm being too harsh. Do you think that I'm right? You think I'm wrong? You want to push back? I mean, you know. Crazy Lady says, my brother laughed at me and said, deal with it. She is my sister and going nowhere fast. I mean, right. You know, and the fact that, Crazy Lady, the fact that your brother backed you up. I mean, am I supposed to, you know, dump someone that I love because of you? I mean, I know people who literally have gotten together with people and they were supposed to do something with their family and the person didn't want them to do it. You know, they were supposed to travel. But you're going to be gone, whatever. And even wanted to Bogart on the trip, but it was a family trip. And this particular girl let this guy go. And her brothers kept telling her, let this guy go. Let this guy go. He's going to be a problem. And she let him go. He ended up getting together with someone else. It was an emotional, it was turned into a physically abusive relationship. And she divorced him after like 10 years. But it was like, Every time she wanted to spend time with her family, it was a problem. If a girlfriend came over, it was a problem. And let her not say, hey, what's up to a guy in the neighborhood that she grew up with. And sometimes those insecure people need that dose of reality. And B says to Crazy Lady, that's crazy. Let's see. That's crazy. Thank you, Minnesota. I do try. Brina says, I think you're right. Better to dead that relationship early than regret time wasted. Yes. Yes. You know, and again, I'm not just talking about relationships, you know, in, you know, between, you know, relationships between, you know, men, women, or same sex, whatever. I'm talking about even those relationships at work. If that coworker, is just not working for you, walk away. See if you can change and have your desk move someplace else. Or better yet, tell them. And see, a lot of people don't want to tell people. A lot of people don't want to tell people this isn't working, or you need to check this. And sometimes we have to look within ourselves. Am I doing that? Is this going on because I'm doing it? Brendan says, yep, I've been too nice to coworkers before that, to advantage, had to have that talk eventually. But how long does eventually take? Does eventually take a year? Does eventually take a month, a week? How long does eventually take? And B says, if your partner doesn't want you to go anywhere without them, something is terribly wrong and dangerous. That's my opinion. B, I am with you 100%. I am with you 100%. And Brina says, this one girl specifically took a few times of her giving and it took a few times of her giving me attitude. But then B, from what you said and then what Brina just said, we live in a time now where you have to be careful, where if you do tell someone their reality, next thing you know, they're coming back to work and they have a gun. Bang, bang. They didn't like that reality that you told them. Or you didn't like my attitude? Well, here's some more attitude. Bang, bang. Brina says she tried to apologize in an email. I told her where to go outside. That I told her we got to go outside and talk. Yeah. Sometimes you got to pull that person over to a corner. You know, so I don't know, you guys. Again, I say we can all live in our fantasy world. I know I do. You know, we all have that vision of, you know, if only, and I wish and whatever. But then you have people who just constantly live in that world because they don't want to face the reality that's the real world. They don't want to face the reality that is their reality. Past due bill, that past due notice, and read it. A lot of people don't want to open the envelope, so to speak. Good, Brina. So it got resolved. That's good. And I disagree with that. And the only reason why I say that is, and then B says that doesn't mean that they will listen. I kind of disagree with that. And I'm only saying that because what if it is that coworker that is just not getting, you know, they're just not getting it, that they're interfering with your work in some way. Or that classmate who you all are not good friends or whatever. You know, but they're doing class or whatever, you know, is affecting you. And should you say something? Sometimes it takes someone from the outside to let someone know what they need to stop doing or do, as opposed to someone that's close to them. Because maybe then, maybe they'll get it. Maybe. Maybe. Okay, so B, what kind of buffer? Is it, again, that person who's not so close? So, I don't know. But I do know that there are a lot of people out there that they need to face reality. I mean, Lord knows there have been times where I have needed to, you know, I think we all do at some point, but there are some people who just, they just don't. They want to believe what they want to believe. They want to see what they want to see. And all around them is like, seriously? So I say, why are some people by themselves? Why do some people not have friends? Why are you always picked to, you know, last when teams are being picked? And like I said, it's not because you can't hit the ball or run very fast. Is it because people just don't like you? And why don't they? Is it them or is it you? Hey, crazy, welcome. Are you the reason? And then when you are choosing teams and you're the last one picked, are they looking at you like, okay, solid, you're on my team? You know, it's like, again, it's not because I can't run fast, I can't hit the ball, I can't kick the ball. It's because they don't like you. So again, that reality, when are you going to face up that there's just, it's not them, it's you? When are you going to tell your spouse that you need to stop doing what you're doing because you're not, you know, helping me at all? When you tell your kid to knock it off, it's not cute. You may think that is cute, but everybody else around you is looking at your kid like they're ready to slap the crap out of them. But you don't want to say anything. When is it time to face reality? When does reality come in to play? Oh, crazy says I might be what's the situation. Okay, Brandon says nobody wanted me on their team in high school. So Brandon, was it because you weren't athletic, or you couldn't do whatever, or they just didn't want you because they just didn't like you or whatever? Now, that I will say that there are certain things when we were choosing up size and ever, I'm like standing behind somebody else, like, don't pick me, don't pick me, don't pick me, don't pick me. Oh, damn, they picked me. You know? So, oh, they gave me gym class second period after I got all cute for school. Oh, I'm not sweating out my hair. Oh, Brandon. Well, I always managed to have a gym. We had eight periods. I always managed to have gym either seventh or eighth period. So, oh, that is funny. So you were one of those girls. You just didn't want to get stinky. if they gave it to me at the end of the day, I would have been all in. And Brina says, yeah. Well, Brina, I mean, didn't they have showers? Not saying you would want to necessarily take a shower, but you know, could you have not gotten cute until after gym class second period, and then you got cute, and then you were cute for the rest of the day? I'm just saying. And see, just for that, Brina, I would have chosen you just so you would have sweat out your hair or got funky or whatever it was. I would have chose you just for that reason. So little Miss Diva doesn't want to get chosen. Let's see, who do I want? Brina? You would be the first one. Well, you know what? At least you live your reality and you admit it why you didn't want to do it. So yeah. You know, B, they don't even play dodgeball in schools anymore. And dodgeball was war. I mean, dodgeball was war. Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm. See, now you have me thinking back to people that I went to high school with, because there was this one particular girl. If we went to a class reunion now and we played dodgeball, yep, I would. Oh yes. Mm. See, you bringing back memories now. Hey, man came. Oh, he popped in, popped out. So, do they? Okay, because I thought that most schools they took it out. No, but those balls, but you can still, I mean, with dodgeball, you weren't throwing like a hard ball. The balls were still bouncy and soft, whatever, but you threw them hard enough and those things hurt. So I thought that, yes, it stings, you know, so I thought they pretty much cut dodgeball out across the board because it was a quote unquote violent game. But then again, any sport is violent. So, but yeah, dodgeball. Mm. See, B, you got me going back and just, yeah. Soccer balls? Oh, no, soccer balls. No, soccer balls. No, soccer balls, B. I mean, come on. You're like taking somebody out seriously. And Crazy says, well, yeah, when you don't like somebody and you throw the ball hard enough. Yep. See, we had those, you know, those brown balls, those brown bouncing balls that were the standard school issue balls. Those are the balls that we had. A soccer ball. Those, no, uh-uh. Uh-uh. I guess so. A headshot. You're in the hospital. That's a concussion with a soccer ball. But yeah, there is somebody I would love to throw a soccer ball at. Going back to my high school, just this one particular girl. But anyway, I digress. Oh, hey Ace. So y'all, that's all I have. I'm not up to my hour yet. But anybody want to add anything? Even though I was doing all the talking today, but I think I got my point across. And I know Breen and B got their point across. Ralph, Blunt. Some people I want to throw a soccer ball at right now. See, Crazy, I was going to go there, but I wasn't going to go there. But yeah, there are a few people that I can throw a soccer ball at. No, it wouldn't be a boom. It would be a crack, as in I threw it hard enough. If it was a soccer ball, throw it hard enough where you would hear a crack. Oh, boy, and Crazy says right in the mouth. Well, you know, hey, you know, see, now we're all reliving things. We all, you see, B, you brought up that whole thing about dodgeball, and now we're all reliving things. And you know, see, this is where the fantasies come in, y'all. See, this is where you can step out of your reality zone and get into your fantasy zone. And you can think about all the fantasies, you know, that you have with what you would do with that soccer ball. See, that's when fantasies are fine. You know, that's when you can have that fantasy. So, at least my opinion. So, yes, right. Oh, boys. My friends won't block them. Your real rider die. Okay, so, B, would you block a soccer ball and dodgeball for one of your friends? Because if this is a soccer ball, I'm sorry. I'm getting out the way. I'm not taking a soccer ball hit. Nope, sorry. Mm-mm. Now, if it's one of those little brown bouncy balls, I'll try to, you know, yeah, I'll stick up for my friend, maybe, but that soccer ball, oh no. Mm-mm. I mean, be a soccer ball, you may as well just throw a softball at him, because that's how hard those things are. Crazy's like, no, no, and no. Ace said, you forgot one. No, no, I will sing a little prayer for you. Sing a little prayer for you, even though I know that's not the way it goes. My friend better jump in front of you. Oh, so your friend better jump in front of you. But you being the friend, you're not going to jump in front of them. Okay, I see how that goes. And Crazy says, no to Ace. Then Crazy, are you really a friend? Are you a friend? Are you a friend? Are you a real friend? Are you? Are you? Are you? Are you? Or are you just a friend on paper? Yeah, I'm your friend. Well, here comes the dodgeball. See ya. Oh boy. All right, y'all. I'm going to end it here. Hello. Is that how you say it? Welcome. I'm going to end it here, you guys. And I'm going to end the show. Hello. I'm ending the show now. So not taking any callers, but, thank you guys for coming. I do appreciate it as always. And B says, when you heard someone yell duck, you better or die. Okay. All right, but B, sometimes, you know, you don't know where it's coming from. So, I mean, with dodgeball, I mean, yeah. Thank you, Brandon. All of you guys made the show. All of you guys made the show. Oh, yeah, I'll yell duck. Duck stupid. Oh, y'all wrong. Y'all wrong. Oh, and by the way, I'll say this. I'm gonna say this, and since I'm not taking any callers because I'm ending the show, but for y'all who were in Friday's open bar, I am not responsible for anything that people on the panel said. I am not responsible for what they said. So I'm glad I got that off my chest. All right, y'all. So I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of Phyllis Hyman, the late, great Phyllis Hyman. Oh, crazy. The language. Oh, my goodness. See, so y'all can't imagine why I'm not responsible. See, right there shows you. But anyway, Phyllis Hyman, again, I say the late great, she committed suicide on the afternoon of June 30th before her 46th birthday. And she left a note that said, I'm tired. Those of you that I love know who you are. May God bless you. And she had depression, that she self-medicated with alcohol and drugs. But Phyllis Hyman had a voice. She had a voice, and she was, like I said, the late, great Phyllis Hyman. So I am going to play this for you guys, and it's called Walk Away.
Well, I can cross that bridge in my mind. Did we dance? One too many times. Can I still feel the love as I'm looking at you? Do we hold on or say that we're through? What should we do? Until we're hurting each other again.
And again, you guys, that was Phyllis Hyman. You guys need to check out her music. It's wonderful. She has a lot of great tracks. But anyway, everyone, I will be here tomorrow. I will not be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I will be traveling. Again, no show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I will be here tomorrow. So until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are. And I'm sorry, Brina. But enjoy the rest of your day and evening. And again, I hope to see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.